Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Talking cheese to Hans Keller, microbiologist and dairy application specialist. Hans, a very good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon. Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, listeners.
Yeah, and Hans, thank you so much for making time. So, all things cheesy, excuse the pun. So Hans. Absolutely. So, South, if you chat to South Africans about flavor of cheese or what they prefer, so it's a cheddar. They love cheddar. What makes cheddar so popular?
I think the thing with cheddar is, you know, that it matures well. So you get a, sort of a young one that most people use, but you get older ones that a lot of people use because of the extra flavor to it, you know, and so it gives a lot of flavor to food, for example, like scones and things like that, or even if you put it on bread, it gives a very nice flavor.
And it's stronger, hey? It's got a stronger taste as well, cheddar.
It's got a stronger taste with age, you know. The longer it ages, the better the flavor becomes.
More strong. Yeah, it's got
more pronounced.
Yeah, more pronounced. I love cheddar, I must admit. So Hans, cheese. Bar from being a comfort food, right, does it have any real benefits for us?
Yeah. Cheese has a lot of benefits, you know. It's one of the highest protein, the type of stuff. It's really high in protein. And then it's got the right kinds of fatty acids and things like that. So there's still a lot of minerals in it. And in the end, it's a very good product. It's a very concentrated product, concentrated protein product.
Yeah, I think we've all grown up with cheese. I mean, I can't imagine a world without cheese. And I mean, I think everyone, most of us love cheese. But for some of us, obviously, it's off limits. You know, those that are dairy or lactose intolerant. And what are the best choices they can make? I mean, if they still want to, you know, still have cheese.
Yeah, that's a big problem. But one thing about cheese, you know, that the lactose in it, it makes people lactose intolerant. That lactose is sort of gone in cheese because the microorganisms that you use to make cheese turns into lactic acid. So in the end, you know, the lactose is very low, and in older cheese, it will be absent. It won't be there anymore.
Absolutely. And how long can we essentially keep cheese? And so I know that obviously it gets a mold if it's been too long, but essentially, I mean, cheese has a sell-by date. So you buy a block of cheddar, right? I mean, how do you know if it's gone off?
Yeah, no, it gets better with age. You know, after about 2 years, I would say, oh, that's
2 years. 2 years. My head.
2 years, yeah. And, you know, that things like Parmesan, the, you know, they mature it up to 5 years, and then it's very good. They like to, you know, actually they don't sell it before 2 years.
Oh, really? Wow, that is interesting.
It's the best the quality there, right? So it actually doesn't really have, they've got an expiry date on it, but it doesn't really get bad. The softer cheeses will. They say soft cheese, you're probably a month, that's it. You know, like cottage cheese and cheese like that, yeah.
But then how would you know if, and excuse my ignorance, I mean, how would you know if cottage cheese has gone off, though?
Okay, it depends on what type of microorganism has attacked it. So if it's, you know, you get mold growth, so you can see there's mold on it, and then, of course, your nose will tell you, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, any off flavors in those will pick up bad flavors, things like that, immediately. And even if you taste it, it will taste bad. So you can, you know, it's not that you're going to eat something that you don't want to.
No. And sort of like a gorgonzola or something, blue cheese. So obviously it's got that mold. And the mold's fine to eat, I take it?
Yeah, that's fine to eat, yeah. Yeah, blue mold cheese, Camembert, those types are, it's, you know, you can eat it. The mold also helps with the flavor of the cheese. So the most actually reduces the flavor in the end.
So
But it can, of course, those cheeses can get off because after a while, you know, it might get softer and, you know, it will start getting runny and things like that, which you don't want with that.
No.
Those would have a very bad, like you said before.
I fully get that. And Hans, what about, you're probably going to think I'm crazy with this question. Can you freeze cheese? I think you're welcome to just scream at me and say no.
Okay, so the problem is that when you freeze cheese, that you know, the ice crystals, there's no moisture in the cheese, that ice crystals will break up the cheese. So, you know, the texture is gone. But if you've grated the cheese, then you can freeze it. It'll be right there.
And what happens cheese? Here's a thought I've just had. So if you freeze a dish that you've made and it's got cheese in it, that cheese, I suppose, is fine when you freeze it?
Yeah, that'll be fine, yeah. That'll be fine.
That'll be okay.
The crystals won't really break it up there.
Okay, and processed and natural cheeses, the difference?
Yeah, there's a big difference in it. Normally, your processed cheese, what you have there is, it's got melting salt. So they heat it up high, and then they pour it in molds. But they use cheese to do that. So they use natural cheese to do that. Normally, you know, like offcuts and things like that, which you normally sit with. But you can use fresh cheese as well to help it along. It has a different texture in the end, and it works well for some people, you know, where you've got some people like to put it on a patty, hamburger patty and things like that, where it just play a role. But I still prefer, of course, the natural cheese. And I won't say it's bad. It's just an acquired taste, you know. I don't really like.
A lot of people seem to shy away from processed cheese. Yeah, absolutely. And then lastly, Hans, sort of which cheeses, in your opinion, have the lowest and the highest fat content? So, I mean, if you're looking at cheese and you're concerned about healthy eating per se, what cheeses would be the lowest in fat? Let's start there.
The lowest would probably be mozzarella. Mozzarella probably the lowest. And then, of course, Parmesan is also low fatty one.
And then your sort of the fattiest, the full fat cheeses.
Yeah, the full fat cheeses most of the time cheddar, Gouda, those type of cheeses.
And the spread cheeses, I suppose, as well.
The thing is with cheese, it needs that fat for flavor. The flavor is very important there, production of flavor. And also, you know, texture. If there's no fat, it becomes hard, and it's not really the same. You know, it's getting hard. Things like that.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't visualize a life without cheese. I think we've grown up with cheese. We're accustomed to cheese. We know cheese. We love cheese. And yet there are people around that don't like cheese. I mean, I know that it's not for everyone, but I'm sure the majority of us love cheese. And Hans, thank you so much for that enlightening discussion. Very interesting just to learn more about cheese. And this is Hans Keller, microbiologist and dairy application specialist. Thank you so much, Hans.